How did you come up, though, with the 2012 tie-in to the Mayan calendar, this Nibiru?
Well, there was a couple of things. First off, we were looking at the Mayan calendar and we're saying, if this is going to come through, it will be spotted by NASA years in advance. Not that we'll know.
Not that they'll tell us.
Right.
We already know that the consultant for the Rand Corporation has told us if there's going to be a cataclysmic event, they're not going to tell us about it, according to him, his opinion.
Right, because what happens if everybody takes unpaid time off of work to go out and build bunkers in the backyard? No more tax revenue.
Panic time.
That's right. You know, government's losing control, so that's it.
We'll have coast to coast, but the rest will be panic time.
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, I look at it this way. There's a lot of people who just the mainstream, the majority out there, just like keeping their head in the sand. And if things go wrong, God forbid that they should, they'll get buried in that sand.
Okay, but why that date? Why 2012? What did you see that made you pick that date and tie it into Nibiru?
Two things. One was actually something we had seen. This is in the Father Malachi Martin in 97.
Uh-huh.
And when he said in 97, there's something coming our way could be important in the next 5 to 10 years.
Okay.
All right, so we took a look at that window of time, and that window of time is between 2003 and 2008.
Could be a comet. Could be what they call wormwood. Who knows?
Could be Roman, whatever. Then I look at the NASA launch schedule, and in 2006, they're going to be launching two new deep space vehicles.
Oh, what's so unusual about that?
One is called Dawn. It's designed to orbit the two largest asteroids in our solar system. The other one is Kepler. It's a space-borne telescope. Now, if you've got a huge mothering planet entering your system, what do you want to send out there to go take a look at it?
Those kinds of satellites?
Bingo. And if you're looking at launching in 2006, and they're saying it's 10 years before it's going to get out to the Kuiper Belt, I'm splitting the difference and saying halfway there, they're going to find this thing.
Hmm.
And so those three things really drew us to saying 2012.
Okay, and obviously 2012 is a very fascinating year because of what the Mayans may or may not have known.
Well, what we do know about the Mayans is that they were excellent with astronomy and calendars.
But, you know, I've always wondered, how could a technology and a civilization, unless they had something that we didn't know about, how could they do this? How could they figure this stuff out?
That's right. And, I talked to some of the people who do research on this, and they really actually, to my surprise, they get offended when you say it's the end of the Mayan calendar. They say it's the end of a cycle.
Yes, most people say that who understand the Mayan calendar.
That's right. And so that was really, I'm going, that's the end of a cycle. So they have got this thing timed out. There is a major cycle here. So it's, you know, do I have some way of mystically beaming myself out into the Oort cloud? No. But if we're looking at a civilization that had an understanding of calendars, astronomy, that frankly just make us look, you know, like troglodytes.
Maybe somebody told him something, Marshall. Maybe somebody pointed something out to him and went, this is the way it's going to be. It's possible.
I think it is. I think it is. I think we all have to come at this with an open mind. You know, even when, you know, keep in mind, let's say, we knew exactly when Nibiru was going to come.
All right.
And here's the reason why this whole 2003 red herring really just annoys the dickens out of me.